Again, guys, welcome to the call today. Today we're going to talk about our sales system. Not only that, but sticking to the sales system that we and everybody, well, utilizes, certainly with this office. Before I do that, let's veer down to the attachments on the announcement that I sent out today. There's a number that we're going to go over with today. Obviously, the first one, if you click that open, is our leaderboard. Again, congratulations to all you folks that are on there. If you're on there, that means you are moving freight, and moving freight is what we do. That is our goal. So congrats, everybody. Let's click out of there, and let's go to the second attachment. Second attachment is titled Three Essentials for Business Success. Now, in the past couple calls, I've gone over a couple of these. Last week, I went over motivation. Week before that, I went over goals. So three essentials for business success. The first is motivation. Second is goals. The third essential, it is a necessary for any type of business success, is you must have a system in which to operate. Now, for us, it's a sales system. It's a system where we go out, we search for shipping decision makers, we build relationships with them, and then after they trust us and give us the opportunity, we provide the service of shipping their freight for them. So the last essential is you must have a sales system. Now, for those of you who have moved a number of loads throughout the year, you have an idea what I'm talking about. For those of you who are just starting and just getting into this, you are possibly, or you're getting to know what I'm talking about. Why? Because a lot of this, I keep repeating myself. That's why every call before we get going, we talk about what we can do to move more freight amongst each other. So anyway, three essentials for business success. These are a must. You've got to be motivated, you've got to set goals, and you must utilize a successful sales system in this profession anyway. I'm going to X out of there. Let's go ahead and open the third one. As I was saying earlier, yes, you must have a sales system. And that's what we have. That's what I teach. That's what I give to you freely. It's what I stress every single day, every time we talk about utilizing our sales system successfully. Clicking out of there. Let's click on to the fourth attachment that I sent you before I get delve deeply into our sales system. But basically, the fourth attachment states, in life and in business, success is a moving target. In life and in business, success is a moving target. If you want to be successful, it will not, I guarantee you, it will not happen if you just sit in your comfortable office chair all day and stare at your phone, stare at your computer, clip your fingernails, clip your toenails. Success is a moving target. When you stop moving, you will stop succeeding. I can't get any more basic than that. Let me say it again. In life and in business, success is a moving target. When you stop moving, you will stop succeeding. Now, why do I say this? I say this because it applies to our sales system, the system that I reiterate time and time again, over and over again, conference call after conference call. In order for you to be successful, you must be taking action. So really, success is when you take action. When you stop taking action, you're going to stop succeeding. When you continue taking action with our sales system, you will continue to succeed. Let's X out of there. I'm going to open up the fifth attachment. Bear with me, folks, while I take a swig here. And we're going to talk about, as I have in the past, I'm going to talk about freight success statistics. Now, why do I keep bringing up this document? It's because it makes 100% sense when you apply it to our industry. Freight success statistics. When you wrap your hands or your mind around this one document here and you actually apply it, that's when you will start to see, or that's when you will see success taking place, not only in your business, but also in your life, because this applies to most situations. However, I've verbalized it to our profession. So let's talk about freight success statistics. And if you have access to your PC, guys, I would advise you to open this up, because what's better than to read along with me? Again, it's the fifth attachment when you get to your PC. So why do some succeed and so many fail in small business enterprises? Now, that's a good question right there, because for those of you who are successful, you will notice that every time we get on the call, you'll hear new voices and you won't hear old voices. Well, why is that? It's because so many fail in our profession, just like they do in any small business enterprise. Why is that? Well, it all boils down to one thing. It boils down to the ability and determination to contact prospects, consistently follow up, and maintain repeated follow-up contact with them. It's that simple. Why do some succeed and some fail? Because it boils down to one thing. It boils down to your ability to contact prospects, to consistently follow up with them and maintain repeated follow-up contact with them. I mean, I could just stop right there, but I'll continue on and really get down to the nitty-gritty of why these statistics work. Nowhere is this more evident than in the freight industry. Most people don't understand the role that marketing and the strategic importance of following up with prospects plays in this game. It's basic stuff, but even the most experienced professionals forget to follow these basics. And really, you may think you're going along, you got it going, hey, I'm going to start cruising. When you start cruising, again, that's when you stop succeeding. Why? Because you've stopped moving. If you don't set sail, your boat in the ocean will not move. It's that simple. So the importance of following up is best illustrated by research done from the National Sales Executive Association, a trade group for salespeople. Their remarkable statistics demonstrate that most sales, I'll say it again, most sales are made from the fifth through the 12th contact. Let me say it again. Most sales are made from the fifth through the 12th contact. Here's data they've compiled regarding sales per contacts ratios, and that is 2% of sales are made on the first contact. So if you think that you're going to get a sale on your first contact, think again. 2% of sales are made on the first contact. 3% of your sales will be made on the second contact. 5% of your sales will be made on the third contact. And 10% of your sales will be made on the fourth contact. Here's the big fact. Here's the big statistic. 80% of sales are made from the fifth through the 12th contact. 80% of sales are made from the fifth through the 12th contact. Well, what do we know from this? Here's what we know from this fact. 95% of your competition will drop a prospect after the third try. Why do they do that? Well, first of all, they do it because they don't know this information. And the second thing is they're too lazy to keep going. They just think, hey, this guy doesn't like me, I'm no good at this. When in reality, all you have to do is keep calling your prospect and keep following up with them. I use this example a lot while I'm talking to you folks. And that is, consider back to high school when you were first dating, whether you're a guy or a gal. You know, how many times did it take us men to ask a girl out before she actually said yes? I mean, think about it. Did you know, a friend when you met him for the first time? No, it took several conversations before they started warming up to you. So let me go back to what I'm talking about. 95% of your competition will drop a prospect after the third try. So can you see we're putting out another 25% more effort than your competition by making the fourth contact will improve your sales by 100%. Does it make sense to double that effort, another 8 contacts for a total of 12 contacts, to multiply your sales by 700%? So when I talk to a lot of you folks and I hear this, everything is great, I know that you're not following these statistics. For some reason, all this stuff has lost your mind, you've forgotten all about it, and you just go into your tantrum, first of all, and then into the doldrums, and you know what? That's when I find a reason to hang up on you, because I go over this information over and over again. If you just follow the system that I've set before you, that's all you have to do. Just follow the system that I've set before you. Continue to ingrain this data, this information into your mind. Act on it, and you'll be successful. Example, why does Coke pay millions of dollars per month in advertising sales? Why will Coke have an advertisement on the Super Bowl this Sunday? It's because they understand this information. So why will they pay millions of dollars per month in advertising costs? One reason, they want you to think of Coke as often as humanly possible. They know you already know whether or not you like Coke. They know you already know where to buy it. They know you already know the cost or nearly doing so. Still, you hear Coke ads, you see Coke on billboards, you see it in magazines, on TV, on radio, and on and on and on. Why? To keep Coke on your mind as often as possible, to crave it, and ultimately buy it. It's no different with what we do. It's no different. So, do you see that initial and repeated exposure is a must? You have to market your service to your prospects the same way. Everybody's vying for your prospect's mind. Here's the thing. You're going to continue vying for your prospect's mind when you keep following this system here or these statistics. You must play the game hard, consistently, persistently, and with the utmost determination to succeed over time, not after the first call, not after the second call, not after the third call, but over time from your initial introduction to success or until they tell you to stop. And a lot of times when customers tell me to stop, I still don't stop. I keep going. And typically, here's the reason why I keep going, because one day I know that they will require my service. And when it does, when they're in a bind, I'll be the first one that they call, because they know that I'm not a quitter. I don't give up. I'm determined and I'm persistent. And that is what people, that is what shipping decision makers are searching for in our profession. Why do you think you get blown off initially? It's because of that. You're just another person calling them. But when they see that you're persistently calling them, that's telling them that, hey, you want their business. Let me give Greg, Nassim, Tom, Dave, whoever it is calling, hey, this guy is serious. He is not like the 95% of the other individuals that call me and I never hear from them again. All right, let's go ahead and X out of there. Bear with me. Simple sales statistic successes, guys. Open up our next one. So, what is our sales system? Basically, it's here's your recipe for success. Here it is. Get 3 new contacts a day, 15 new per week. Add those to your contact list. communicate with your list. Again, a phone call always trumps an email. You're going to email weekly using my email that I send out every monthly. Call 10 prospects a day. That equals more loads moving. It's that simple. Get 3 new contacts every single day. Follow your recipe for success. I don't have to read this. I say it probably about once a month. Just follow this rule, follow this system here, and you will have more loads moving. It's that simple. Now, if you want to not be successful, if you want to attempt to call me and tell me how unsuccessful you are, so I can remove you from LDI Freight and redistribute any customers you have, then follow the recipe for failure, which is don't obtain 3 new emails per day or customers regularly. Don't build your contact list. Coast to rest on your laurels. Service the only current customers you may have. Believe that your customers will remain loyal. That's a laugh because, let's face it, very few customers are loyal to us. They're loyal because we continue to move their freight. But over time, there are other people pounding the pavement. And I'm not saying that not everyone is not loyal, but everything changes. Customers eventually come and go. When? I don't know. It's all a matter of time. Anyway, don't call your remaining contact list or send emails, you know, on the bottom of the list, the email that I send out every Monday. If you do that, if you follow that recipe, here's what's going to happen. You're going to have few or no loads moving. You won't have any growth and unpaid bills. It's that simple. So if you want to fail and not last very long, then follow this recipe. If your desire is to be successful, follow my recipe for success. And really, I am not looking for failures. The last thing I want to do is spend my time on somebody who is not serious. Let's X out of there. I'm going to click open the next attachment, which is attachment number 8. For some reason, everybody thinks or they use the word lucky. I was lucky when that happened. Good luck to you. Actually, luck is not what we think it is. Luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. So let me give you an example. I keep saying this. Your customer will one day require your service. And when you hang out long enough, when you keep contacting them, emailing them, and that one day comes, you're going to think, oh, boy, I was lucky today. No, it wasn't luck. Basically, you did what was required to get their business and to move their freight. Luck had nothing to do with it. Your preparation finally met up with their opportunity. Their opportunity was they were in a bind, they couldn't find another truck or whatever it was, their brokers weren't following through, whatever it was, your preparation met their opportunity. That's what luck is. Let's click out of there and we'll click open the last attachment here. I know a lot of you have seen this over time, and that is to be successful, produce like a champion today. Produce like a champion today. For any of you that are sports-minded, whatever it is, you know, envision yourself walking out onto the football field, walking out onto the wrestling mat, walking out onto the baseball diamond. If your goal is to win, then produce like a champion today. I could not say it any better than that. Produce like a champion today. Okay, if anybody has anything to add to this, any questions, comments, again, if you got any lanes that you're looking for, anything that you want to add to my topic today, hit *6. It's *6.
Yes, I have a question.
Okay, who's speaking?
This is Nancy.
Nancy.
Okay, I understand the calling the customer, you know, more than once a week, but how much is too much to call to earn their business? I mean, should you call like 3 times a week or at least 2 times, or is there a success rate with how many times you call?
Nancy, that is an excellent question. Here's your answer. I don't have an answer, and the reason why is that every single customer is different. And you will see that as you make calls. Every single customer is different. Most guys, they won't want to talk a whole lot. Women, obviously, will want to talk to you. These are notes that you're going to make as you make contact with them. Okay? Are you following
okay.
me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're going to have to judge that on your own.
Okay.
You have to judge that on your own. Again, my rule of thumb is, they must hear from you a minimum, and again, a minimum of once a week. On the minimum side of that, again, if your desire is to, you know, go along at a snail's pace, just send out an email. But if you want to become successful faster, then you call them. Okay.
Okay.
Again, my minimum requirement is to hear from you once a week.
Okay.
And again, if some of those are chatty, I mean, you can obviously call them more than that, Nancy.
Okay.
Excellent question, by the way.
Thank you.
Hit star 6. Who's next? Hit star 6. Who is next?
I've got one for you.
Okay. Is that you, Tom?
Yes, sir.
Fire away, Tom.
Well, I just wanted to...
Book the load?
Of course.
Go ahead, Tom.
I just want to express the fact that I have been following your system all along, and it does work for anybody that has questions about it. It does work. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
What's the main thing, Tom, that's stuck in your mind and actually taking the information and applying it?
The main thing is don't quit. You're going to hear an awful lot of no's. You're going to hear I'm happy with my logistics carrier. I only deal with asset-based carriers. But when you're persistent and you don't quit, that's when they say, okay, well, if he's putting this much effort to try to get my business, how much is he going to put into it to try to keep it? And then
to move your first load.
Right, and then they give you a shot.
So really, basically, this is, I mean, think of it from your own perspective. Somebody knocks on your door and they're looking to sell you something. Okay? Now, if
right.
it's little kids selling candy, we typically have a heart for those.
Yep.
I mean, you know that candy's going towards something. But somebody knocks on your door, our instinct is telling us, you know, not even answer the door. Would you agree, Tom?
Absolutely. Everything's on the defensive.
Everything what?
Everything is on the defensive.
Everything's on the defensive first time out.
Right.
Absolutely. But if that same person keeps showing up at your door, after a while you're going to be curious, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. You have to be.
I mean, what does this guy want? But consider it in a shipping decision maker's chair or mind. Boy, this guy keeps calling me. I mean, everybody else, they call and I never hear from him again, but this guy is persistent. There's got to be some value in this gal or this guy. I mean, that's what's going through their mind. Anything else you want to add, Tom?
Well, then they're going to give you the hardest lane possible to cover.
Say that again.
They're going to give you the hardest lane possible to cover.
Say that again.
They're going to give you the hardest lane possible to cover.
So what do you do?
You cover it.
What do you do, Tom?
You cover it.
You post that load, correct?
Absolutely. You cover it.
Yeah, you post a load, you find a way to cover it. Correct.
Whatever it takes to cover it.
Awesome. Awesome. Anybody have anything to add that Tom just added? It's star
hey,
six.
Hey, this is Tim in Corona.
Fire away, Tim.
I've got a question, and I've actually it's kind of towards Tom, too, since he was sending out the truck list. When you're talking to carriers, like especially in the Midwest, how do you get them to move for $2 a lane? Do you use the sales system on the carriers, too, in order to – that's been what I've been running into now is getting my carriers to cover what they when they call in at first, but then all of a sudden now they want $4 instead of $2.
Well, that anytime the carrier's from Illinois, you know you're going to have that problem.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. They want top dollar for everything. But it's all dependent upon what the lane is. You don't kiss a carrier's butt in order to cover a load. I never do. Carrier says, hey, you know, hey, I need this to do it. Well, that's not going to happen. This
keep
is
searching.
The best
keep searching.
Yeah.
That's my line.
Exactly. Okay. Go deadhead 500 miles and see how much you make on that. Thanks. Have a good day. And then 20 minutes later, they'll call you back and then take another $50 off it just for it being a pain in the you know what.
Right. Okay.
Here's another thing, guys. Right now this is winter time, and freight runs high in the winter in the Midwest. But here's the thing: your customer knows that as well. Now your customer is searching for a certain rate that they want to move it for, but your customer knows that hey, freight is high right now. At least if you throw a rate by him with an interesting carrier, that has value. I mean, it's not the $2 a mile that he initially wants, but will he be willing to pay $3 a mile? You throw it at him and see what he says. It's that simple. I mean, if your customer says, oh, there's no way I would do that, well, then get a grip on your customer's mental time or his mental frame. Hold on a second here. That's telling you something about your customer, because if he's basically laughing at your rate now, that's saying this guy, this guy here is El Cheapo. This guy here is El Cheapo, and you know what? We all have El Cheapos, okay?
Everybody.
But all you can do is realize, hey, am I gonna, you know, I've got to cut back on how much time I spend on this guy. Okay, next point, comment, hit star six. Who's gonna join us next?
They'll get to a certain point that the loads are sitting on their dock that they have to get rid of them.
There you go, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
They aren't making any money with it sitting on their dock taking up space.
Excellent point, Tom. Excellent point. Who's going to join in next? Hit star six.
Come on, Dave. You got to have something for us.
Dave, you got a question for us?
Not really.
Nothing that I said today was like any new insight. You're just basically following the system, and that's why you're
definitely
moving 30 loads a week, right?
Yeah, as Tom said, we're just following that direction. That's it, and I believe that's the way you got to go. More as you call, as more as you contact, you're getting, you know, more customers, more loads, and just, you know, that's it. That's the way you go.
It's, Dave, it's come to a point where I ask you if you want some new customers, and you tell me no.
Yeah, because actually, I don't know. It just I don't have a time really right now to just take care of all of them. So, because I'm by myself, just putting all the loads in the system, taking care of all those loads, taking care of the customers, because if they come to be your customer, you have to give them the good service too. Otherwise, you know, they're going to leave you. They want to stay with you. So if I want to take care of a few of them, at least a good one, so I need to have a little time for them.
In fact, you're ready to give me back like 10 customers that have
haven't
been serviced lately, right, Dave?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
I have a question, Ed.
Go ahead.
This is Grace from Jacksonville.
Grace.
So I heard somebody slightly snicker when I mentioned it was flatbed freight. Is there something about flatbed freight that's more like harder to move as opposed to, you know, a van or reefer?
No, it's more easier, actually.
No, flatbed's easy.
Oh. Well, my husband calls it skateboarding.
No, it depends which area you're looking for truck. It doesn't matter is a reefer, is a flatbed, or is a, you know, or is a van. It all depends to the demand for the trucks and how many loads are in the area, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what kind of equipment you're looking for. If your area is high demand for flatbed, so you're going to have difficulty for flatbed. But if the area is, you know, high demand for the, you know, for the vans, you're going to have a problem to find in the vans. So that's the same thing. But flatbed is one of the easy ones. I usually cover the flatbed, you know, cheaper than, you know, driver and reefer.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I have a customer in North California. I just have a load with them, you know, always. So I cover my flatbed easy, and, you know, the more easier than, you know, the driver.
Mm-hmm. In reality, guys, in reality, every type of trailer has its challenges. Every trailer has its pluses and minuses. I mean, it's not like one is easier than the other. Overall. Now, if you've got a customer and you've developed a carrier base to move those loads, yeah, that could be easy, but it was a challenge, building up that carrier base. But in reality, every trailer type has its pluses and minuses. So every trailer type has its pluses and minuses. You won't know what it is until you get in the game and start making phone calls and start moving freight. Anybody else have one last point that they want to share with us?
Can I add to that?
Absolutely.
Flatbed? Okay. Flatbed actually costs more than van, and then you have to charge a little bit more if they have to tarp it.
Absolutely.
Because the driver is going to want more money for tarping.
Absolutely. Is this Nancy?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely, Nancy. Without a doubt. So yeah, flatbed loads typically cost more to move. But for us, it's just numbers. It's not like we're there, you know, loading the load and tarping the freight. It's the driver that does that.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we want to be, correct?
Right.
We want to be in the comfort of our home, being productive, building our business.
Yes.
Absolutely. I was on the other side for 28 years.
Yep.
Back at you, Tom. One last
don't
point,
want to
guys.
Be out in the rain and snow.
One. Who's going to make the last point or ask the last question?
This is Debbie.
Debbie. Welcome, Deb.
Yeah. Hello. Thank you. I just want to know or ask everyone else, have you noticed a fall in rates on Oregon, Washington, California side?
Yes, absolutely.
Rates are falling everywhere because fuel prices went down.
Mm-hmm. That's true, yeah.
Shippers know that. They pay attention to that.
Right. It's just the carriers that are laughing in my ear and slamming the phone down when I tell them the rate.
Yeah. The thing is, part of it, though, is carriers are always going to look for the best rate.
Mm-hmm.
They're always going to keep shopping for the best rate. But, yeah, freight has definitely slowed down from California, from the Northwest into California. Okay?
Okay.
But there's still freight out there, you know,
that
still pays reasonably well that carriers will still continue to look for.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Always post your loads. Always post your loads. Just keep taking calls. Okay?
Very good. Yep.
All
guys, right. Been a pleasure talking to all of you this week. A few quick announcements. Do you have any questions involving material like this today that I discussed, anything like it, call the office, 626-309-9141. You'll obviously speak to me about these topics. If you have any questions involving our LDI freight system, posting a load, anything like that, anything that has to do with LDI freight, call the office. Do not ask for me. Ask for Maria or Marilyn at the same number, 626-309-9141. Any question involving LDI freight, ask for Maria or Marilyn, 626-309-9141. Any advice that you're looking for on building your business, getting more customers, anything like that, selling, providing the service, I'm your man to talk to. So, take care. Thank you all for getting on the call today. God bless you all. We will be around the bend tomorrow. All I could say, guys, focus on 3 new contacts a day. Now, some people say, oh, gee, I get 50 a day. I get 100 a day. I get 10 a day. I keep it to 3 because you know what? 3 is steady. You're going to get burned out getting, you know, even 10 new contacts a day, you know, over the long haul. Just get 3. Get 3 and start building the relationships with those 3 that you got today, the 3 that you got tomorrow, the 3 that you got Thursday, the 3 you got Friday. Believe me, as you build your contact list, it will take time to build relationships with these folks. Anyway, guys, been a pleasure having you. I will see you around the bend. Take care. God bless. And goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.